Vice Mayor Fred Watson's proposal would amend the Bethel Municipal Code to set aside 50% of the revenue generated by the Bethel Fire Department to put into a fire department fleet replacement fund. Watson will introduce the ordinance at today's meeting. He says other departments already have fleet fund replacement programs in place.
So the fire department does not. So this would be dedicated for that. And anything would have to be approved before council before they spend this money.
In the past, the fire department has requested capital funding per item as needed. Vice Mayor Watson says that if this plan passes, eventually it will reduce the large capital requests.
Everything that they've done so far is capital projects. In other words, we need this and it's going to amendment, to the current budget. So it actually, will increase the budget. This one, we actually know, how much is going to be taken out every year at the end of the year. So we have an idea of what is not available.
With the fiscal year beginning in July, even if Watson's proposal is approved, the council won't know how much of that 50% set aside will amount to until July of 2018. Watson says his proposal is especially important because wear and tear on the department's vehicles in Bethel tends to shorten the lifespan of ambulances and fire trucks.
Right now, they've got an ambulance that they've actually raised a lot of money for, on their own. The volunteers have stepped up as well as the paid staff. The city has contributed. This is going to help them maintain that equipment.
He says this amendment would also help keep the fleet from degenerating by making sure they are replaced and repaired before they break down during an emergency.
The citizens of Bethel can rely on their vehicles getting there rather than, dying halfway through, which has actually happened. Ambulances have died and they've had to use the other ambulance.
Watson says his proposal will help alleviate that problem with newer equipment replacing the old every 5 to 10 years. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.